The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, welcome in, everybody, to a special Bear and Balanced on Second City Gridiron YouTube, if you're watching us there. Obviously on the podcast for Windy City Gridiron Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by Lester A. Wiltfong Jr. How are you doing, Lester? How's Saturday going?
Man, it's hectic. You know, I was all planning on just three picks.
Right.
I knew there might be a trade. What are the Bears at, like nine picks now? So I've been writing nonstop, but I had to pull away from the computer long enough to talk to my guy, JB, and, of course, Jacob Infante, NFL draft analyst for WCG.
Yeah, day three picks are replicating like bunnies. You know, springtime is here. You got to love it. Last night, we were kind of complaining on the live stream that we didn't see any trade downs because we needed more bodies on this roster. Ryan Poles has delivered. Jacob Infante is here. He is on top of every single pick that the Bears have made so far. Jacob, welcome. And what can you tell us about the newest Chicago Bear, Treston Ebner?
Yeah, so I think that this is a good pick, at least, you know, from a round six perspective. You're looking at a guy who can contribute on special teams. He's one of the best return guys in this class. Four career touchdowns on special teams. Valuable pass catcher out of the backfield. Very good athlete. I mean, obviously, being a late round pick, I don't think he's going to be much more than just a depth piece, exactly that. But I think that he does have value, and he's good in the areas that are needed to be able to contribute pretty early in his career. So I'm excited about this pick. It's speed for the offense, so I definitely can't complain with that. I think it's a pretty good selection in the grand scheme of things.
Now, you mentioned that he's got some skills in the return game, and obviously third-round pick Velus Jones projects as being a good returner as well. Looks like maybe that was an emphasis on Ryan Poles' part here to add some talent into the return game. You have any insight into, you know, does Ebner project more as a punt returner, kick returner? Jones is more of a punt returner, kick returner. Any idea of where those reps might compete at?
Yeah, so I feel like Ebner's probably more likely to be he has more experience as a kick returner. He has more, he's proven himself more as a kick returner. I think he might be a better fit as a punt returner at the next level, whereas Velus Jones Jr. might be a better fit as a kick returner, just because I think he's got more of that like long straight line speed. Yeah. And Treston Ebner is the type of guy who can, you know, cut side to side pretty well. So I think that Ebner is going to compete more so for punt return, but I think kick return or punt return, you can't really go wrong with either one of those guys on special teams.
Yeah, I think both these guys are pretty fast. With Velus Jones, he was a 4.3 guy. With Ebner, he's a 4.4 guy, I believe. So we're talking about a tenth of a second here. You know, but like you said, though, a lot of times when you want that pure straight line speed, that usually fits better at kick return, whereas the guy that's, you know, tries to maybe dance a little more, he may be better on the guy that brings back the punts.
Yeah, no, most certainly. And I mean, we saw it with Tariq Cohen versus Cordarrelle Patterson. Tariq Cohen's that side to side type of guy. He can make guys miss laterally. Cordarrelle Patterson's just a, you know, straight line monster. So I think those are, you know, very extreme examples of that. But I think those are kind of the archetypes you're looking at with both of those positions.
Now, as we talk about maybe a little bit more of the fit on Luke Getsy's offense here, you mentioned that he was pretty good out of the backfield. What kind of routes did you see him run when you were doing tape review? Is this a guy that could maybe split out wide and run a little bit more of the route tree? Or is it a guy that's more comfortable starting off in the backfield and running some of those more traditional running back routes?
I think you're looking at more of you're looking more in terms of backfield routes with him, whether, you know, wheel routes, whatever you want to call that, and just, you know, swing passes, screens, what have you. I think that's where you're going to see a lot of his touches. I do think he can line up in the slot if need be, but I think not in that regard. It's just more so having him out of the backfield as a guy who can make those grabs and be able to make some guys miss in space.
You know, I do want to mention that with Ebner, this is not like a gimmicky type of back. I mean, this guy has legit running back size. I think he's 5'11", 210. Is that correct, Jacob? In that range? We may have lost Jacob. For you guys who don't know, Jacob is actually driving to Indianapolis right now. He has been jumping on all of our pods from the car. He is just so dedicated. So I'm pretty sure I checked the stuff on him, and he did seem like he was 5'11". He has some size to him. It's not like a 5'8", Tariq Cohen type of area where he's a guy that has to be a gimmick. You know, this is a guy that he may be in the mix. I mean, he's not going to supplant Montgomery. He's not going to supplant Khalil Herbert. You know, but as a third back, well, actually the Bears now have four backs in the rosters because they also got the kid from the Titans. It's free. So, yeah, Drayton. So, you know, this is a good stable here. Again, we're talking about a sixth round draft pick. You know, these guys aren't always locked for the roster. You know, so but somehow, some way, I think he will find a way to stick around the Bears.
Well, I think it's worth mentioning on CBS's website, which I think does a really nice job with the tracker. I know there's a lot of trackers out there. I just prefer that one. But they do little quick write-ups on all the guys as they're drafted. And so give a shout out to this Chris Trapasso who writes most of these. And he calls Ebner a complete back with serious returning capabilities, thick lower half, and he sinks cuts laterally to make defenders miss. So again, kind of what Jacob was saying, that's why he's more of a punt returner type of guy. Doesn't come into the NFL with much mileage, which that's interesting, right? Like, you know, you see a lot of these guys who have a lot of miles on the tires that have been beat up a lot, you know, throughout their career in college, and they get to the pros and they just don't have much left. And then he finally says deceptive speed, useful in the receiving game. So really just repeating a lot of what Jacob gave in his quick report out too. So you get multiple voices kind of saying the same thing. Again, at this point, it's a valuable add. You know that they weren't necessarily completely happy with the running back room when they got here. They've added a couple pieces now in the offseason. It feels like that running back room is pretty well established with David Montgomery, likely still the guy that's going to take the bulk of the carries. You've got Khalil Herbert, and now you've got a couple other guys in the room with Ebner adding a different element than maybe some of those other guys. So overall, Lester, any final thoughts on Ebner and where we're at in the draft and what you've been seeing on day three from polls so far?
You know, as frustrating it is as a content creator, having to bust my ass this whole day, I love what Ryan Poles is doing. He has been, you know, these trade backs are perfect. It's what we all wanted to see. More bite to the apple, so to speak. He's adding O-line, running back, edge rusher. I love what he's doing. And you know, I was really hoping for our spot here on the pod, we were going to get an offensive lineman. That's just not how the chips fell for us.
Nope. We pre-scheduled all of these hits of where they were going to draft. You know, we got a running back. We got a running back from Baylor. Really, it's really sad that Robert can't be here. He can go in depth. Well, I'm sure Robert will dedicate a 6-hour live stream to Tressen Ebner and do film review. Count on that, folks. Of course, he is a Baylor alum, and so he will be very excited about this particular pick. But we will keep going here. The Bears have made another pick, and somebody else is going to cover that. And then we'll have a couple more to finish out the day. But thanks everybody for joining us on the live stream. Thank you for downloading the pod. Make sure you click and subscribe to Second City Gridiron because we have a lot of content coming at you. So for Lester, I'm Jeff. See you next time. Bear down.
Back to work.